News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR.
The Champions League final and dodgy boxes. The Irish Independent is reporting, thanks to the good offices of Sean Pollock, that views were traced to 318,000 unique Irish IP addresses, which I think means that you can infer that they are individual dodgy boxes. This is despite the game being free to air on RTE. Adrian Weckler is technology editor with the Irish Independent. Adrian, why would somebody choose to watch the Champions League criminally when they can do it legally?
Yeah, it's a good question, especially because there were around 430,000 who watched it on RT here free, and then another 400 and something thousand on the RT player. So you add the two of those together, and you have almost, you know, 850,000, 900,000 people watching it free. The answer is likely that there are a number of people who have dodgy boxes in their homes who now default to just watching it and who are too lazy to switch over to the free stream, and also don't rule out people watching on their mobile phones. A lot of people watch TV or individual events on their phones. Now, this particular measurement from this company, Gaming Compliance International, it measured IP streams, as you said. And that shouldn't be confused directly with 318,000 people. It's IP streams. That could be a stream on your phone that you're watching that has to keep switching out at the back and switching the technical streams because the dodgy box distributor or system is trying to stay ahead of the, you know, the compliance people. So it could be less than 318,000, but on the other hand, it could be more, because if you have a dodgy box in a pub or in a house and everybody's watching it, that might be 8 or 9 people.
So what does it then say about the culture of acceptability around something which is, not to put too fine a point on it, theft?
It says it's rife, and it says it's normalised in Ireland, and we know this, you know, over the last few years. I mean, I've spoken to the guards more than once who say that they won't prosecute a dodgy box use in Ireland, even though it is illegal under Irish law. And the reason we've spoken about this before, the reason they won't do that is because there's no easy way to do it. It's under the way the law is framed here, it is a full prosecution, going to court, DPP, all of that stuff. The guards say it's disproportionate. They don't have an administrative way of doing it like you would, say, for penalty points. So therefore, they don't do it. That has led to the biggest companies who suffer commercially from this, mostly Sky, as we know, sending out a few hundred threatening letters to dodgy box users in the last few weeks, saying, we know that you're watching, if you don't cease watching, we're going to take legal action against you.
Now, obviously, part of the aim of that was to put the frighteners up everybody else by setting example using the few. Doesn't seem to be working.
Well, they only sent 200 letters out, so legal letters out to 200 individual dodgy box users, because they had got those dodgy box users' personal details, names, addresses, banking details through a high court case against a dodgy box distributor, where all of those details, through correct processes, were handed over to Sky. So that's 200 individuals. We're talking about 318,000 streams here that have been referred to by this company, Gaming Compliance International. So it's likely to say that the 400,000 estimated dodgy box owners in Ireland may not stop using their dodgy box just because Sky sent out 200 legal letters.
It's also interesting to see the sort of the cultural norms, because we just got a lot of texts along these lines, but one is particularly pithy, which says, if Sky didn't rip people off, then they wouldn't use a dodgy box. It's almost unique. There are very few other services or products where you say, if you didn't charge as much for that, I wouldn't steal it.
Yeah, there's an awful lot of deconstruction that can be done on that sentiment, which is very common. I hear people say that an awful lot, and some people say it, and, you know, in as close to good faith as you can imagine. There are lots of issues with it, though. In general, what people watch on dodgy boxes is entertainment and premium sport. It's not crucial life information like, you know, essential news, weather, even kind of core stuff that you might think is sort of community central stuff, like the, you know, very, very big occasions. It tends to be movies and premium sports. So it's very arguable as to whether this is an essential service which is just being charged too much for. On the other hand, if nobody's going to enforce the law, then you can reach for any excuse you want, and nobody's going to stop you watching it.
Adrian, as ever, thanks very much. Adrian Weckler, technology editor with the Irish Independent. Coming up,
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage in association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk, conversation that counts.